This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Anybody who tells you that sports and politics aren't linked has never studied ancient Rome. After all, what were the gladiatorial games if not a distraction to keep idle, unemployed Romans from rising up against their leaders? We're going to start today's show with a more recent tale of politics and sport, and to help make our point, we're not going to start this one at a sporting event. We're going to start with an election, the election of a new pope. Here's Only a Game's Karen Given.
On March 19, 2013, as a rainy day turned to dusk, tens of thousands of people huddled together under multicolored umbrellas on St. Peter's Square at the Vatican. Then, just after 7 p.m., white smoke appeared through the chimney of the Sistine Chapel. Lino Rulli and Father Dave Dwyer had the call from the Vatican for the Catholic Channel.
You can actually see that the curtain is about to be pulled back. The window is about to be opened. And let's take a listen to the name of the next pope.
4,000 miles away, Randy Kaplan, a Jew from Long Island, was in his office in New York. He's a lobbyist, watching CNN with his boss and a good friend. Randy's always paying attention when a new head of state is announced.
To me, that's my Kentucky Derby, or that's my Super Bowl, absolutely.
For 20 years, Randy has been trying to do something that sounds pretty simple. He wants to get a baseball signed by the Pope. And for 20 years, he failed.
Very, very hard to infiltrate that inner circle. I tried every mechanism which I know, and I don't take no for an answer, so it's very difficult for me to come to terms with it's not going to happen.
But this time, Randy wasn't taking any chances. Knowing that he was unlikely to get a sitting pope to sign a baseball, he instead started requesting signed balls from the cardinals most likely to become the next pope, and...
Before the smoke was rising from the chimney at the Vatican, I probably had about 20 of the cardinals out of about 25 or 30 who had a realistic chance.
Cardinal Bergoglio.
The faces of the two Catholic Channel announcers said it all. They weren't expecting this. No one was.
I believe it's fair to say the world is stunned.
This is a stunner. This is a stunner.
Except Randy Kaplan had sent Cardinal Bergoglio, now named Pope Francis, a baseball to be signed. But it had been returned to sender. So Randy still didn't have a baseball signed by the Pope, but he wasn't about to give up. With help from a friend who happened to be a cardinal, he sent a couple more baseballs to the Pope's personal secretary. But he wasn't optimistic.
Getting the actual Pope to sign as Pope, that's hitting the jackpot for autograph collectors.
Randy Kaplan's not just any autograph collector. His quest is to collect baseballs signed by all of the heads of state and world leaders. So how did a guy from Long Island dream up that idea? Growing up in the 70s, Randy collected the kinds of things kids were collecting back then. Wacky package stickers, baseball cards.
Aurora Monster model kits, the glow-in-the-dark kits.
I have no idea what that is.
Universal Monsters, licensed with Aurora Plastics Company in Hempstead, New York, back in the 60s and 70s. And they were the hottest thing since sliced bread for kids.
When Randy was in high school, he snuck backstage at rock concerts, hoping to catch a glimpse of one of his idols. And because he was close to Manhattan, Randy met lots and lots of famous people.
I asked for a couple of autographs here and there throughout, but nothing crazy.
In April of 1993, things started to get decidedly crazier. Randy was on a business trip to Houston, and he decided to go to an Astros game. The woman sitting next to him mentioned that former President George Herbert Walker Bush and his wife Barbara came to games whenever they were in town.
He was just out of office a couple of months, and I've always been a huge admirer of his. And I did not think that they would be coming on that particular night because there was a failed assassination attempt on the former president just a couple of days prior in Kuwait. But lo and behold, sure enough, after the second inning begins, Here comes George and Barbara Bush, and they sit down literally a row in front of me. So I'm like, this is amazing. Because as a kid in my teens and in my 20s, I had met everybody you could imagine. The rock stars, as I mentioned, the sports stars. I was never moved so much as when I met a president. I had him sign my scorecard, and I remember bouncing off the walls.
A couple of weeks later, Randy was visiting the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, and he saw a collection of baseballs. They had all been first pitches thrown by sitting presidents.
And I said to myself, oh my God, what an amazing idea it would be to have presidents and world leaders sign baseballs and start a collection and share it with the world.
Randy thought about the idea for 3 years. He wasn't quite sure where to begin. Then in 1996, he was working as the government affairs director for a large trade association, and then President Bill Clinton came to give a speech. Randy arrived 3 hours early. Secret Service agents were still doing their sweep. He got a seat near the front. As soon as the talk was over, he hopped into the receiving line.
And I accomplished my goal. I got my baseball signed by Bill Clinton. It was wonderful. It was a great way to start.
Tell me the story of how you got the Gorbachev ball.
Oh, God, this is a wonderful story.
It was 1996, 5 years after the Soviet Union dissolved. Gorbachev had written a memoir and scheduled 2 book tour stops in the United States.
So I knew I had to get to the book signing early. I also knew I needed a trick up my sleeve because security was going to be extremely tight.
Luckily, Randy's landlord was Russian. Randy asked him to write out a Russian phrase, phonetically, on the back of a business card, and he brought the card with him to the book signing.
And I practiced all morning. As I approached the table, Mr. Gorbachev smiled, and as he's signing the book, I pulled the baseball out. Security jumped on my arms to take the baseball away and push me away.
Through all the commotion, Randy kept speaking directly to the former Soviet leader.
It started off something along the lines of Butle Lebezhnev. I don't remember the rest, but I do remember the concept was, Mr. Gorbachev, it's a pleasure to meet you. Would you be kind enough to sign my baseball and take a photograph with me? President Gorbachev stood up, pushed the security guard out of the way, retrieved the baseball from my hand, signed it, stood up and bowed to me and sat down. I was so proud of that.
Randy says getting Gorbachev to sign one of his baseballs so early in his quest really gave him the momentum to keep going. You're not partisan with this at all, are you?
Absolutely not. Republican, Democrat, communist, independent, it doesn't matter. I don't even think about politics when I pursue my collection. My mantra and my motto is diplomacy through baseball.
Randy hopes one day his collection will be displayed at the headquarters of the UN. And he wants people who see it to understand that we may have disagreements, but that we're all here on the same planet. And countries that feel like they're on the other side of the world, well, they're really not far away at all.
And this way we can get the world to come together and hopefully be a better place.
We have different ideology, but we share the same biology, Randy said. Then he laughed and admitted that he stole that phrase from a Sting song. But make no mistake, Randy Kaplan cares deeply about who wins major elections in the U.S. and around the world.
The average person walking down the street, they're worried if the Yankees won or the Mets won. They're not worried about who the new French president's going to be.
Don't worry. Before votes were even cast, Randy had already collected baseballs signed by both Emmanuel Macron and runner-up Marine Le Pen. Randy says he spends 20 to 30 hours a week researching world leaders and prospective world leaders. That's how he got signed baseballs from Barack Obama and Donald Trump long before either had announced their candidacy for president. And he never goes anywhere without a bag filled with half a dozen baseballs and some pens. He says you never know who you're going to run into.
I sat next to Henry Kissinger on a plane one day by sheer chance, coming home on the shuttle 20 years ago. My wife and I were having dinner one night. We ran into a couple of foreign leaders, the former president of Benin, Matthew Caracau, who's now deceased.
Okay, so it's quite possible that I've sat in a restaurant with the former president of an African country I can't even point out on a map. But Randy's not like me. He's researched all the world leaders. There's no country too small or too far flung. But while Randy's familiar with all the world's leaders aren't familiar with America's national pastime. So when Randy handed Matthew Caracow that baseball,
I had to point to it and show him what to do, where to sign it.
As news of Randy's collection has spread, more and more people have been offering to help. He now has 350 baseballs signed by world leaders, plus about 1,000 more signed by prospective future world leaders. He keeps them at a secured storage facility and only gets to see his collection when a museum puts it on display. Despite all his successes, Randy was still waiting for his Holy Grail, a baseball signed by the Pope. And then one day, about 2 months ago,
the mail comes. I didn't even have to open it. I knew the ball was signed. I had this unbelievable feeling inside. I opened it up. The ball is beautifully signed, Francisco. I am still bouncing off the walls and beaming about this one. To think that, here's how I look at this. The Pope held the baseball in his hand. He knows about my collection. He knows all the other people who've signed it. That's very meaningful to me.
It's probably a stretch to suggest that the Pope signed Randy's baseball because he likes the idea of bringing the world together through baseballs signed by world leaders. Then again, that seems like just the kind of message Pope Francis would support. And besides, Randy Kaplan says, a baseball signed by the Pope is one step closer to having them all.
The Pope, let's face it, one of the toughest and most desirable signatures on the planet. Right up there with the Chinese leader and Vladimir Putin, both of which I would love to have. If anybody's listening and they have a relationship with either Vladimir Putin or the current Chinese leaders, please do get in touch with me.
That's Randy Kaplan speaking with Only a Game's Karen Given. And if you'd like to get in touch with Randy, maybe you have Mr. Putin's private phone number. We'll have a link at onlyagame.org. In the late 40s, there was a rumor that had the owner of the Red Sox sending Ted Williams to New York for Joe DiMaggio.
Yawkey woke up the next morning with a raging headache.
I'm sure that there was a lot of scotch involved in this.
DiMaggio was Mr. Yankee and Williams was Mr. Red Sox.
That's coming up on Only a Game from NPR.